Okay, so I want to finish up Melech's Kosher and Matir. And so at least we're finished with that. We'll start another Melech when I get back. And if there's time to learn something more in by Tchias HaMeisim. Okay, we mentioned already the basic guidelines of what's usher to tie, and whatever's usher to tie is usher to untie. So now I'm going to go into more of the details. Okay. Basically, any knot that is either very tight, even if you don't intend to leave it for a long time, even more than one day, you plan to untie it right away, is usher to tie, at least midrabanan. And a very tight knot can be even one knot if it's in one end of a string by itself, like you do by sewing. Make a knot in the end of the string. That could be a very tight knot. You can have a tight knot is a double knot. Is usually considered a tight knot. A regular double knot in a string, a rope, is considered a tight knot. Or a knot that's not so tight, like a bow knot, which is like on your shoelace, one knot with a bow over it. That's not considered a tight knot. But if you leave it for more than one day, it's problematic. Okay, that's halacha lemaisa. There are those that hold that it has to be 3 days, 7 days, whatever. But anything more than 24 hours is already asur midrabanan, at least. So either of those kinds of knots are asur. Therefore, any knot that's normally made to last, even if your intention is not to leave it last, that's also asur. It's another possibility. You intend to undo this knot within 24 hours, but it's the kind of knot that usually is left for more time than that. Then you can't make that knot either. An example, tzitzis. Even not only making a knot, but tightening an existing knot is the same thing. So you can't tighten your tzitzis knot because usually it is made to stay for a long time. Even if your intention is to undo it within 24 hours, that doesn't help. That's still asur midrabanan. Another situation could be like that. You have a hood, and usually they put a knot in the end of the string so it doesn't go through the, doesn't go out of the hood. So those knots are made to stay for a long time. Even that knot, even if it's not a tight knot, but you intended to take it out right away, since that's the kind of knot that is normally left for a long time, you can't make that either. Therefore, you can't also blow up a balloon and tie the end, right, even by making one knot. It's a tight knot, and even if your intention is to undo it right away, it makes no difference. However, if it's not a tight knot, like we said, and it's not something that is normally left, for a long period of time. People normally tie that knot for short amounts of time. And your intention is to open it within 24 hours, then you're allowed to tie and untie that knot. And that's why you're allowed to tie your shoelace. It's not a tight knot. It's a knot that's normally made not to last a long time. And your intention is also to untie it within 24 hours. That's okay. Yeah.
Does that include maybe a double knot in a kid's shoe?
Okay, no. A double knot in a kid's shoe, a double knot is a tight knot, and that you can't do. Where you can tie a double knot where it's mainly made loose all the time, it's never made very tight, is like a double knot in a tichel, a double knot in a sash, where you're not making it tight, you're leaving it loose. Right there, you're allowed to make a loose double knot as long as your intention is to untie it within 24 hours. If your intention is to leave it, what?
With a tichel, the double knot, right?
Right. You're allowed to make a double knot in a tichel as long as your intention is to untie it and not to leave it there and take the tichel on and off with the knot made. If that's your intention, then you're not allowed to make such a knot. You can make a bow and take it out. But then even there, you have to take it out right away. You can make one bow. A bow without a knot under it is not considered anything, and that you could make to leave last forever if you want. There it makes a note. That's not called a knot. One bow, okay, or one knot that is what's it called, that doesn't have a bow over it. Neither of those are considered knots at all, and those you can do even if you want to leave them forever. They're not a knot. Yeah.
So what about this double knot on the shoe, if you can pull it out with one
that
hand?
That doesn't, most poskim hold it's also. Most poskim hold that that's, it won't come out by itself. If you leave it, it could stay for indefinite amounts of time. Once you make a double, what's it called? You make a knot with the bow. The two ends of the bow you make into a knot, and it's a knot over a knot, that theoretically could stay, even though you could pull it out with, it takes force to pull it out, it doesn't come out easily, it's not the same thing as pulling the end of the bow knot that comes out easily. You'd have to really put pressure to be able to pull that out, and there is an opinion that says you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to make a knot like that, and you're allowed to untie it, but most poskim hold that it's also, right? Okay, it sounds, again, I don't know. It sounds like it's more like this double knot over a bow. Knot, bow, knot. Except here, instead of the knot over the bow, somehow the bow is like a half a knot or something like that. That's what it sounds like. Okay, I still don't know what you're talking about, because that's what it sounds like. And that would fall into the category of a tight knot, especially if it can stay indefinitely, right? I have that double knot in my Shabbos shoes, and it's been there for the last my shoes on Shabbos, so I just use a shoehorn and put the shoes on and off with the bow, with the thing tied, and it never comes out. Now, maybe if I was a little kid, right, that wouldn't be the case. But, what? But, I also walk briskly or whatever. In any case, it doesn't come out just by itself. On the other hand, if I didn't make that other knot over it, it would come out after a while. So it's a tight knot, and if you mean it for more than 24, even if less than 24 hours, it's awesome. So a regular bow knot is mutter. Now, and therefore any kind of bow that's easily taken apart, like a tie, the normal, I think it's called a Windsor knot on a tie, a normal tie is a bow. And you can easily take out the what's it called? They take out the middle part, the knot just falls apart. So that is not a tight knot. And that, if you make it to last for more than 24 hours, you intend to untie it. You don't take that. Some people take the tie off, they loosen it, take it off their head, and leave the knot. That, you can't make that knot on Shabbos. You make it before Shabbos and leave it for 20 weeks. But you can't take it out on Shabbos, and you can't make that kind of knot on Shabbos. But if you, what's it called? If you make it on Shabbos, you have to untie it within 24 hours. Okay, another thing. If you're not a shul like we are that is zochet to have wimples, right, and you have regular gartels to tie up the Sefer Torah, right, then according to many opinions, even though it's l'shem mitzvah, if you don't plan to untie that Sefer Torah within 24 hours, right, meaning that it's Shabbos Mincha, and even if you're going to use that same Sefer Torah, you're not going to use it till Monday, then you can't tie a bow knot. What you can do is either wrap the ends around and tuck them in without making any knot, or you can make one bow without a knot on top and then just, wrap it around. Okay, neckties we have. We said tichel, sashes. The exception to that is the following. A sash, which is a thick kind of thing, or a tichel, usually you don't tie tight. And if you would tie it tight, you wouldn't get it off or whatever. So you have to make it somewhat loose. And therefore, if you mean to untie it within 24 hours, not to leave it, you can tie a tichel like that, even a double knot. But aprons, bibs, there it's a thin, basically a thin thing. And if you tie it double, it's tight. There, even if you intend to take it out in 24 hours, you can't tie it except with a bow knot. And then you have to, again, take it out 24 hours. If you tie the double knot, even if you intend to take it out within 24 hours, it's no good. Not allowed to make such a knot. And if you made the knot, if you made it on purpose, you can't untie it. Any knot that's made not on purpose, by accident, you intended to make a bow knot and it turned out to be a double knot, you can untie that knot. Because the fact that it was made without kavana makes it a knot that's not shokayom.
And it's the same thing if your child makes their own tazer and shoe and it becomes a knot.
Right. You can take it out. Right. That's all done without kavana. Okay. Now, one of the exceptions is knots that are tied on food. Okay. Knots that are tied on food are usually meant to be taken out, you know, as soon as the person buys the food. So it's never meant to stay there indefinitely. So theoretically, you're allowed to untie knots that were meant to be easily untied because they're on food or whatever. However, because there are knots that are meant to stay, and they never intend you to untie the knot, they intend you to break the string, or to, what's it called, pull it off the box or whatever, it's better not to untie knots when it comes to food, but to cut them, to cut the string. That's better, and that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to cut the string. It's no problem on Shabbos. It's for the sake of food, you're allowed to tear, as long as you don't tear letters. And cutting a string is the same thing as tearing. You can use the scissors too. Okay, next. Putting shoelaces into shoes. So if they're new shoes, even if it's old shoelaces, in other words, there are never laces put into those things, you're putting them in now the first time, or they're what's it called, new laces, even though they're old shoes, but you're relacing them, right? The many poskim will hold that you're not allowed to do that. Okay, some people hold that our kinds of shoes are not the kinds of shoes that they were talking about or whatever, but the pashtus, our shoes are the same way. What wouldn't be in this, what wouldn't be included in this, is a belt that is not meant for that specific garment. A belt you use for different kinds of things, or different pairs of pants, you take it out, put it back in, then that kind of belt you're allowed to put in, even if it's the first time you're putting it in, even if it's a new belt or whatever.
Like a robe?
A robe is different.
Right.
A robe, if you have a sash that's made specifically for that robe, right, and then if it's, what's it called, very big holes, in other words, it's like a loop, and it fits in very easily, right, then you can use it even if it's a new one. If it's something that, what's it called, like a shoelace, is not, there's not a lot of leeway there, right, it's threading it into those holes and they just about fit the thing, then it's a problem.
I understand.
Yeah.
The old laces and the new shoes. That's
yeah.
The new laces and the old shoes.
Yeah. New laces in an old shoe is like making the laces now functional where they weren't before. So it's I think it's a gather of makabapai. It's not else. What?
The laces are clean.
Yeah. Anything that has a function is a clean. They got to be shabu. On hooks, or they're twined around. Yeah, lechar, it's the same thing. Okay, metal ties on garbage. Yeah. Then it's not new, neither one's new. They were in there already. Even allowed to put it back in.
But they're part of a toy.
If it wasn't new, it was there in there already, so then you can, what's it called? You can put it in, what's it, put it in again. Not only adjust it, and take it out and put it back in. The lace is not new and the shoes aren't new. Okay. This is another thing. If you usually make to put one of those things, the ties in a hood, to re-put it in. So if it's easy to put in, or it's not the new one, it's what's it called, all these conditions we said before, is fine. Except in that situation, it's the custom is to tie knots in the ends of the string so it doesn't come out. If that's the minig, even if you don't intend to tie any knot, you're not allowed to put it in because we're afraid you will tie a knot. Those kind of things where the minig is to lace the thing or to whatever it's called. It's not called lacing, it's called whatever it is.
Threading
the thing? Yeah. And it's normal to tie knots at the end so it doesn't unthread, then it's also to put in. B'chlau. Doesn't make things new, old, or anything. It's also to do. Okay, next. You're not allowed to make string. Cord, a rope out of individual strings by twining it around, and therefore some people hold you're not allowed to use those metal ties to close your garbage bag or whatever, because that's like twining thing around, making a string.
Can you undo them?
Oh, if you can't do them, you can't undo them either. However, many poskim hold that it's mutter for various reasons, okay, which I don't want to go into now. It's not anything like making a rope, and it's not like tying. It's not like anything. It's mutter, even if you never tend to open it, you tend to throw the garbage away and just leave it like that. If there's a tzorech, then you can rely on many, many poskim holds, okay? If you can find another way of doing it would be to make one knot with the two ends of the thing, not a bow and a knot, but just to close it like that. Another thing is to use these plastic holders that close it instead of using those metal ties, plastic bags or whatever, a piece of plastic with a groove, and it goes and closes the thing. What other H's are there? Or not to twine it around a lot, but to close it and just loop it once around. So it's mamish not even a knot, and it's surely not twined. That also is better. That's more mutter. But mice, if somebody uses them regularly, and there's many posts who say it's mutter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so, can I ask my garbage question?
With?
Can I ask my garbage bag question?
Yeah, I thought that was it. No?
No.
Okay.
Unless maybe it was, and I didn't understand it. Can you take you have your garbage bag, and it's not filled at the top. So you could kind of twist the end of the garbage bag itself, and then make one loop and pull it through.
Right, just not tight. Not very tight. Even though your intention is not to open it.
Never.
But one, right. But one knot like that is not considered a knot.
That's a real knot, though.
It's a knot, it's a knot in one side. No, no. That you can't do. What? If you don't, first of all, if you don't tighten it, even it's one side, you leave it loose. Even though because it's plastic, it probably won't open by itself, but that's not a knot.
Well,
knot is where you tighten it.
Okay,
but it's better, what's better to do is to tow two sides and just make one knot. That's all. What?
Just an
under over, right.
Yeah,
nothing more complicated than that. We're back to her shoes. Okay. That one I can handle, yeah.